Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. Hope everyone is doing well on today. We will begin with a word of prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Bless your name, God. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for salvation on today. Thank you, Lord, that we have our health and our strength. Thank you, Lord, for protecting us and watching over us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your life that swapped it for our life, Lord, that we might be saved, Lord, and that you will present us at the last day, Lord, and we shall be found innocent in your sight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue on with John chapter 6. We're going to reread verse 39. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing, but shall raise it up again at the last day. Now, I think a few days ago, we were talking about apostasy. People that have defected from the faith, and those are signs of the last days of believers that once believed in Christ and now they are walking away. But I want to read you something in let's look at 1 John chapter 2 verse 18 and 19, and it says, little children, it is the last time, it is the last hour, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time, it is the last hour, the last day. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would no doubt had continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Now, when we look at that scripture, it sounds like a tongue twister. But what it is saying is that the Antichrist has come. The spirit of the Antichrist is already here and it's already working. And it says that they came out from us, meaning many that started on the journey with the apostles left from them. And they said that they came out from us because if they were of us, they would have continued with us. And so when we look at things that are happening where people are defecting the faith and they once believe and they're leaving the church and they're truly apostate, meaning they truly have defected. It's not like they're going through some seasons like, Lord, I need help. I'm just not going to church right now and I'm kind of struggling and I just need some encouragement and my life circumstances, I'm just all, you know, confused. No, I'm not talking about people that are going through struggles. I'm talking about people that now denounce the faith. The Bible says, according to 1 John 2, that they were never even of God, because if they truly were of God, they would have continued with God. And that is a little harsh, because we think, wait a minute, they were believers. They believed in God, but now they're you know, they're Buddhist or they're Muslim or they went over to Scientology or what. And well, you know what? It wasn't rooted. It talks about the word falling on stony ground and falling on a ground that, you know, had, you know, weeds and thorns, and then it's falling on good ground. The word, when it is rooted from good ground, and Jesus just said in John chapter 6 that, you know, and actually John chapter 10 that we read yesterday, that no one is able to pluck you from my hand. And it said in John chapter 6 that if you come to me, in no wise will I cast you out. So if you really came and you really were rooted in the word of God and grounded in the faith of God, and you had belief truly in your fiber that Jesus Christ did die for your sins and he is Lord over your life, and you have submitted yourself unto him, you cannot be plucked out. You cannot be plucked out. So according to now, John, 1 John chapter 2, they weren't even of God. Let's go to 2 Peter 3 and 9. 2 Peter 3 and 9. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." God desires, he desires everybody to come to repentance. What is repentance? To turn from our way, the way of Satan, the way of the world, the way of this age and society, and turn back to God. Repentance, going back, turning. And so that is God's will, that all men come to repentance and recognize their ways and realize there is only one way to salvation, and that way is through Jesus Christ, the atoning blood of Christ. There's only one way, and that is the will of God. So when it says in John chapter 6 that in verse 38, "For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but for the will of him that sent me, that, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I didn't lose anything." So it also gives indication from the foundation of the world, before we were even here, God gave people to Christ. Well, who were those people? Those were people that he knew would come to him. He knew they were. He knew they would come to themselves and say, "I need a Savior." If you are even listening today and you are pondering whether or not you should go to Christ, it is, you know, according to this scripture, you know what? If you come to him, he will no wise cast you out. You have an interest in him, and you should keep going with that and say, "Lord, I need you to reveal yourself to me. Help me to better understand who you are. Help me to understand and have a relationship with you. Come into fellowship. Come into koinonia in the Greek. It is a fellowship, a sitting down and communing with him, learning of God, learning of his son Jesus that manifested himself in the flesh. And then you have a security with him." Let us go to Jude. Jude, love the book of Jude. Tiny little book, but love the book of Jude. And let's see here. Jude. Let's get that. Let's get Jude. Where's my Jude? Jude, in Jude 24, it says that now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. So it says, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and he is able to present you faultless. And so you come to him, and you believe in him, and he is able to keep you until the end, until you take your last breath, or until he descends with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and snatches us up, and comes and gets us. I'm going to stop there today. May you join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.